our prayers count. Ye also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons thanks may be given by many on our behalf. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 11. This week we are looking at ways that each one of us can be a help in the kingdom of God by holding the flashlight. This morning as I was reading the first chapter of 2 Corinthians, I realized that this was a fitting example to consider. Paul had suffered greatly in Asia either through persecution or severe illness. He expressed that he had been brought to the gates of death. Through it all his faith had not wavered, and he had received a miracle of deliverance. In verse 11, he says that knowing the church in Corinth was praying for him gave him hope during the challenging time. Psalm 20 verses 1-2, The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble, the name of the God of Jacob defend thee, send thee help from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion. We often read or hear stories about faithful missionaries who have been going through a time of trial or difficulty and have experienced deliverance from the Lord. Months later, they would learn that someone had awakened in the night and prayed for them, not knowing what the need was. It is so important that we keep our hearts and minds in tune with the Holy Spirit so that we can hear His still small voice speaking to us. Often as we are going about our daily activities, He will bring someone to our minds, and we can whisper a prayer for them. We may never know what their need was at that time, but that does not matter. God knows and He hears our prayer and does the necessary work. Praying for those faithful men and women who have dedicated their lives to take the gospel to other lands is one way that we can hold the flashlight. As we pray for them and support them financially, we share in the reward for every soul that they reach for Christ. Prayer, Jesus, you did not call us all to go to the mission field, but help us to do our part by praying and supporting those who do go. Devotion by Ann Johnston.